let's end with some Queen. Don't stop it now. Measure 90, 90, last page. Good, now we have to be careful, especially in our lead line, that pitch is going to flat a lot. It has to, yeah, flip into the head voice and don't try to chest it, okay? And strain these strap muscles in here. That's not going to work so high. Basses 90, one, two, basses, and. Yeah, but look at those rests that are in between those notes. One, two, again, and go. Same thing again, bass a little faster. One, two, bass and go.
Stop me, have a good time. Don't wanna stop at all.
That's our vowel of the night. Okay, we're gonna get that right yet. Baritones, will you join, please? One, two, ready, and.
Don't stop me, having a good time. Don't stop at all.
Add tenor. Measure 90, ready, and. Now, as we do the crescendo again, cannot happen. Listen to that. Okay, turning that towards the front and brightening our vowels.
What do you want the leads to be at when we start doing? I'm assuming you want to do a gradual crescendo and then do a bigger crescendo.
You don't need to do much crescendo at all until we get to the big last chord when everyone finally hits it. Otherwise, you can just let it flow.
Okay.
Let's do it again. Now, I hear some people giving me very great diction.
Don't stop me.
Don't stop me. It's a dentalized T. Don't stop me. No one's going to go on Queen and go, don't stop me. Not going to happen. Promise you. Again, 90, please. A one, a two, a ready, and. Instead of feeling it this way, don't stop me because I'm having a good time. Don't stop me because I'm having a good time. View the pulse, it's eight, right? We've used the analogy before, it's the old Buick. Bad suspension, numbers down the highway, right? Okay. One, two, one, two, again.
Don't stop me because I'm having a good time. Don't want to stop at all. Don't want to stop at all.
I'm hearing the L sound in a lot of voices as we sustain the final chord. We swallow that tongue. Has to stay ah. The minute we switch to the L sound, God, gonna be flat. We're not gonna tune with one another. One more time. One, a two, a one, two, ready, and
don't stop me 'cause I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop it.
That's nice. That's better, better, better. When we go to chorus two at 80. Good. Now, good leads. We cannot, again, kind of fake our way through the pitches. Even though it's pop, don't stop me now.
Don't stop me now.
Otherwise, we don't have a chord on now until about the last beat, right? Okay, let's do it, everybody. One, a two,
a one, a two, a ready.
Don't stop me now.
We got to a final chord. That's good. We had some sloppiness ahead of that. Can I hear bass first at measure 80? One, a two, a ready, and. Yeah, where's the first pitch? Don't stop me. One, a two, again, and bass.
Don't stop me.
Don't stop me. No. Don't stop me now.
Run to again and go.
Don't stop me now.
Ah.
No, don't stop me now.
Now look at that, measure 87. Don't. Did it, did, don't. Okay, sing that, please, at 87. One, a two, a bass, and go. And we're home free. Good, okay. Berries, join them, please. This is measure 80, sorry. 80. One, a two, a ready, and. That should be an octave. Not so much an octave yet. One, a two, again, and go. Still hearing a couple hard T's in there every once in a while. Did it. Get rid of that. Did it. Right? Okay. Everybody, let's go on all skate at 80. And tenors. Here we go. One, a two, a ready, and. More about the ending as a brightening of a vowel rather than this intentional, like, screamy loud thing. Okay? We can maybe have a little final push at the end, but you were just like... Okay? You're going to pass a stone by the time we get to the end of the song. Okay? Which we don't want. Maybe that would be better for some of us. But just get it out of the way. Okay. One last time at 80. This will be the final thing for this evening. Thanks, guys. It's been a fun tour through some new music. Measure 80. Here we go. A one, a two, a three.
Don't stop me now.
We've taken a tempo that's like Queen, if they were all still alive and all about 80. Don't stop me now, I'm having such a good time. Having a ball. Don't stop me. It's very lugubrious and slow. Instead of what the whole theme of the song is, that we're fired up, we're 150 degrees Fahrenheit running inside of us, we're raring to go, and so we need to brighten our tempo, okay, without sacrificing finesse and not resorting to screamy, shouty stuff. Now, when you have words, you want to hear the words. We have did-it-did-it-did-it-did-its. Those shouldn't be the loudest thing that I'm hearing, okay? So back off your did-its and give me some words. One, a two, keep this tempo now. A one, a two, a one, two, a ready, and.
Don't stop me now.
As quickly and as you can now, transition from here over to here. Do not stand by someone that sings your part. As quickly as possible. And I'll get this piano out of our way. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Here, you can stand.
Same thing, but this time our faces are part of our performance. Okay? Be careful, posture. Sometimes when we get excited, we sing like this.
It's true.
It is horrible posture for singing. So said, don't stop me now. You can have a slight bend in the knees, but we can't have a slight bend in the waist. Or a really big bend in the waist, okay? Try it again. One, a two.
A one, a two, a ready. Don't stop me now.